glad. Get her tied. You're running a little late this morning. Okay, keep your pants on, Em. Get her tied. There we are.
Grandson?
What do you say?
Okay. Just this once, huh? You guys are getting heavy.
I wish I could stick around here and play with you fellas, but I gotta get to the office.
So you too, huh?
Okay. Come on. There you are. You're getting fat.
I was dressed when I came down. I don't know what's keeping him.
Well, you know how those old guys are. They forget what they're doing.
Old? You wouldn't say Dad was old if you saw him hit a golf ball.
Yeah, well, let's face it. A guy with 3 grandchildren ain't no kid.
Oh, but this is different. He got them all in one bunch. Like bananas.
Well, you go ahead and eat it. Maybe he dozed off again like my grandfather used to do.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, Uncle Charlie. Everybody gets old.
Ernie, no coffee this morning, thanks. I'll just have juice. I'm running a little late. Ernie, Uncle Charlie may be a few years older than you are, but he's in great shape and he's pretty tough for his age.
Not me, Steve. You.
Me? Old?
You're entitled. You're a grandfather. Don't let them bug you about being a grandfather.
Katie, being a grandfather doesn't bother me at all. See you all tonight.
Bye. Bye.
Man, is he in a rut. He gets up in the morning, goes to work, comes home at the same time, watches TV, and then goes to bed. That was my grandfather to a T. Except he didn't watch TV. He watched Grandma.
Mr. Chalmers sent for me. Good morning, gentlemen. You want to see me, Ed?
Yes. Steve, this is Major Lodge.
Major?
Douglas.
Well, Ed, I just turned in the plans for the X-9B.
Yes, I know. Steve, Major Lodge is here to fly you to New York. You're taking off in 8 minutes.
In 8 minutes?
An Air Force security officer got me out of bed last night. Believe me, it's urgent that you be in New York City for lunch.
Urgent to whom?
The Air Force, Mr. Douglas.
But lunch in New York? It's 8 o'clock now. That's going to make it a pretty late lunch, isn't it?
One of our new experimental supersonic jets is warmed up and waiting. We'll touch down outside New York in about 2 hours.
You expect me to take off for New York without knowing what it's all about?
Yes, we do.
Do you think it might have something to do with the X-9B project?
I would think so.
Well, in that case, do you mind if I use your phone, Ed? I'd like to call the family.
No, you can't call anybody. But you'll be back in Los Angeles for dinner. If all goes well.
If all goes well? Aspiring? Well, General, I've read some James Bond in a few paperbacks, but this is ridiculous. I mean, me? Aspiring?
Yes. Mr. McAllister has been dealing with them, posing as a traitor willing to sell top secrets.
It may seem ridiculous to you, Mr. Douglas. It doesn't to us. I've promised them the plans to the X-9B.
To the X-9B? Well, I just turned in the blueprints this morning.
And you'll turn them over to an enemy agent in a very few moments.
Well, I'm sorry, General, but I told you I turned them in this morning. I don't have them. Oh. Well, couldn't you just give them the plans and leave me out of it?
That was our plan of action. We don't know why, but suddenly last night they switched. They insisted on dealing with you personally.
Well, I might say the wrong thing or talk to the wrong people.
Well, Mr. Douglas, we're not asking you to do anything dangerous or complicated.
You'll be protected at all times.
You will be contacted by an enemy agent who will identify himself with the code words, "Sorry, I'm late. I was supposed to be here at 1:30 on the dot."
And you will reply, "It is 1:30 on the dot."
It is 1:30 on the dot.
Turn over the plans, accept the money, finish your lunch and leave. That's all there is to it.
We'll take it from there. We'll follow the plans to the top people involved.
Major Lodge should have you back in Los Angeles in time for dinner.
Well, I guess I should be able to handle that. For a while there, you had me a little worried.
Shall we go?
Yes. Well, it's nice meeting you gentlemen.
We'll be waiting here for a full report, if all goes well.
If all goes well? I believe a reservation was made for me. The name is Douglas, Stephen Douglas.
Oh, yes. Table for two.
For two.
Will you wait or be seated?
Oh, I'll be seated, thank you. My guest should arrive at 1:30 on the dot.
Oh? This way, please.
Darling.
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry I was late. I was supposed to be here at 1:30 on the dot.
It is 10:30 on the dot. Los Angeles time, of course. I forgot to reset my watch. It is 1:30 on the dot.
Would you care for something from the bar?
I have a very dry sherry.
And
Mr. Douglas will have a plain tomato juice.
That's right.
I'm Mrs. Carstairs.
How do you do?
May I call you Steve?
Well, yes, please do. And I'll call you Mrs. Carstairs.
How were the triplets this morning?
Oh, they were fine. I played with them just a couple of hours ago. Of course, I'm not supposed to pick them up every time they cry, but well, you know how it is with grandchildren. Yes, you don't know how it is.
And how are Katie and Robbie? Young married couples have so many problems. And with three children.
Yes, well, we all try to pitch in and help.
You're lucky to have Uncle Charlie. He's a kind of all-purpose assistant.
You seem to know all about my family. I don't know anything about yours.
That's right. You don't. Success.
here's to whatever it is. I guess you know I'm new at this sort of thing. What happens next?
You keep smiling. Well, put my cigarette lighter on the table. Carelessly, I will knock it to the floor. You will bend down to retrieve it and drop the envelope into my bag.
What envelope? Oh. Oh, the envelope.
Oh, Steve. Isn't that Stephanie Fraser?
Stephanie Fraser? Well, I don't think I know any Stephanie Fraser.
Steve, the lighter, the lighter.
Oh, you dropped your lighter. I'll pick it up. Well,
thank you, Steve. How clumsy of me.
Well, I'm a little clumsy myself. I'm all thumbs. I remember once I tried to learn how to play the banjo, and I'd get my fingers all stuck in the strings. I suppose you know that, too.
It's a new and fascinating bit of information. Shall we order?
Well, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Carstairs, I'm really not hungry. I just had breakfast a couple of hours ago, so why don't I casually brush something on the floor, say my fork, and then we can both lean over to pick it up, and you can slip me your envelope.
Steve, in my profession, one must go on the premise if one is being watched. Do you suppose you would invite me to lunch at this exclusive restaurant and then leave without eating?
No, are you? I suppose that would be bad form.
After lunch, we'll go to a very pleasant spa and sanatorium on Fifth Avenue. You will be paid in the privacy of a massage room.
Well, I'd love to go with you, Mrs. Carstairs, but, well, I really do have to get back to Los Angeles. I promised the family I'd be home for dinner.
Steve, you have delivered an envelope. It may be filled with blank paper or meaningless equations, or even the correct information with the key formula missing.
Oh, I wouldn't do a thing like that. And after all, that'd be dishonest.
Nevertheless, our experts will check. If the papers are in order, then you will have your money and be on your way. If all goes well.
All goes well. Hi. I was told to come in here.
I was expecting you, Mr. Douglas. Lie down, please.
Okay.
That's it.
Steve, darling.
Mrs. Carstairs, you're not supposed to be in here. This is the men's side.
Oh, it's all right. I've been here before.
Oh, well, then you've met... what was your name?
Hugo. He works for us.
Oh.
I'm a first-class masseur. Also black belt judo and karate expert.
At lunch today, you said you had breakfast a couple of hours ago.
That's right.
You also said you had played with your grandsons a couple of hours ago.
Yes, that's right. No, I have three little grandsons.
As I understand it, the expression couple means two.
Well, yes.
There is no commercial airlines that flies from Los Angeles to New York in less than 4 hours.
Did I say a couple of hours?
I suggest you were flown here by an Air Force plane, a supersonic jet experimental plane.
Now I break something.
No, just a minute. What was your name again?
Hugo.
Yeah, just a minute. Now, Mrs. Carstairs, when you say a couple, sometimes it means two, and but on the other hand, sometimes it means more. Like I know a fellow that went into a bar, you know, for a couple of drinks. Well, ended up where he had 11. Of course, he had a problem.
You have a problem, Steve. I am waiting for a phone call. The plans for the X9B are being carefully checked out. If there is any flaw, any omission...
And Hugo breaks something, right?
Yes? Yes? I see. Yes, it can be arranged. Goodbye. The papers you delivered to us are X9B in full.
They are. Well, of course they are. So I guess we can finish our little business transaction and I'll be on my way home.
Sorry, Steve. We have to move on to a new meeting place.
A new meeting place? Why?
I don't know. I just received the order. Please dress. You're about to meet Mr. X. Right over there.
Excuse me. This is Stephen Douglas?
Yes. You were in the restaurant, weren't you?
Meet Mr. X.
How do you do?
You're probably wondering why it was necessary to bring you here.
Yes, I certainly am. I mean, Mrs. Carstairs could have paid me off at the restaurant, but why all the change in directions?
We decided to deal with you personally, to see if you fit into our organization.
Are you inviting me to join your organization?
Yes, Mr. Douglas. We can make you a very rich man.
Of course, you realize, Steve, we have a very large organization.
All these people?
No. This is simply a convenient meeting place. Crowded Greenwich Village party.
Of course, there are a few of our people here.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, but I'm really not interested. You see, it just happened that I needed a little extra money this month with the triplets and all. And so if you'll just give me my money, if you'll just give me the money, I'll be running along.
The envelope is in your pocket.
Well, that's quite a trick.
Oh, yes, Mr. Douglas, we do many tricks. Some good, some quite bad.
How about that? Well, thanks for the luncheon and the massage and the money. I guess this is goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Douglas.
Goodbye.
Pleasant trip.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Steve. Sorry you're not going to be with us.
Yes, well, maybe some other time. Goodbye. You!
Don't recognize me. Look the other way as if you're talking to somebody else.
Okay. Where was all that protection you were talking about? I almost got myself killed.
You were never out of our sight. Waiter at the restaurant? Man in the massage room before you?
Oh. Well, I had some pretty bad moments, I want to tell you.
Things make it worse. These people have a couple of killers waiting for you, and we haven't been able to identify them yet.
Oh, no, they're all finished with me. I gave them the plans, and they gave me the money, and I turned down a position with the firm, and I'm on my way home.
On the contrary, you've met their top spy, and they know you can identify him.
You mean they'd kill me right here? Right here and now?
Oh, that's the one.
Everything we can to protect you. We'd better try to get out of here.
No. Where are you going? Closet. Protection. I'm glad I decided to take a bath down here instead of a shower up there.
Keen thinking, Mr. Douglas. Our confidence in you is warranted. Mr. Douglas, your country owes you a great deal.
Well, I'm certainly going to have some story to tell my family when I get home tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm sure you understand. This is top secret until the X-9B is in operation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, one more thing, Mr. Douglas. The envelope, please.
Oh, the envelope. There you are.
Thank you.
Didn't Dad look bushed when he came home tonight?
That's why they call it the same old grind. It grinds you down.
Well, can't tell you how good it is to be home.
Well, what did you do today, Grandpa?
Same old routine, huh, Dad?
Yeah, pretty much. Had my usual diet lunch, and I did have a massage, and dropped in for a few minutes at one of those doll's cocktail parties.